Hi there, this is Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett, and it's time to set the world on fire. Well, okay, maybe not. It's the fall, so the air is crisp. And in some places, it's a little, you know, all of a sudden the days are, because of the time change, of course, a little darker, a little dreary, a little foggy. Even though Kansas City brightened up the entire part of the Midwest with their big show for the Royals, 800,000 people in town to celebrate the World Championship with the Royals. And it's like, OMG. No, I wasn't in it. I was just doing traffic and looking at looking at gridlock from every possible entry to the city. But there is, in terms of that, every part of the world that we live in, there are wonderful energy connections. And a lot of times we are caught up in what's going on with other people, whether it's an up or a down, a spiral, any of that, there's an energy that infuses us and connects us to everything. Ed Edwards, my guest, you've heard him before because I've talked to him a few times. He is absolutely amazing in the abilities that he can tap into. And to go along with this, energy is everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are when you're listening to this program. This is a connect when you link energetically to my voice, to this vibe, to this frequency. It resonates in some way, shape, or form in you. Ed takes it to the next level because he amplifies it. So we're going to let Ed do his thing. But first, for anyone who has not heard or met or seen or know, just completely doesn't been in the closet when it comes to Ed. Ed, tell them who you are.
Well, I'm just kind of an old country boy from Northeast Georgia, and I grew up with the knowing of how to manipulate energy with my higher brain functions. My grandmother was also known as a hands-on healer in our little community, so she kept it alive in me, and that I played with this energy constantly on a daily basis from the time I was like 4 years old till now, today. I'm still playing with it. But today, I get to use it in many ways to help people that are like hurting, pain, problems, all kinds of things. And the neat thing about what I can do, I don't have to be in your presence. All you have to do is hear my voice and can benefit from what I can do. And that goes worldwide, and it goes to everybody that's listening all at the same point in time. So I've taken this gift out of the country and brought it into and out of the closet into more of a mainstream thing. So up in our last radio show, I had just started traveling around the country good and getting demonstrations and everything to different organizations, Unity Churches, Corinthians churches, small medical centers, just all kinds of different avenues and stuff. But now, finally, after all that running around, I've started hooking in with some more major and bigger places, including the research that's being done on me. Now, back then, I was with Orion Research, the Bioenergy Biophoton Lab, and doing that up at Durham, North Carolina. Been with them since 2008. But finally, last December, I got to go up to the University of Virginia and show them under special invite in the neurology department in the EEG lab. That's where they do the brain mapping studies there in the integrated medical department. When I showed them doctors, well, I went up and they thought they were going to stick me in the lab and see if they could see anything. And I said, well, before we go in the lab, one of y'all doctors and your associates there go stand at one end of the room and let me demonstrate what I do. They kind of looked at me funny, but they went ahead and went over there, and I stood them up. I was about 30 feet away from them, and I did my thing with the energy and knocked them old boys and their associates all over the place. They looked up, looked at each other, and they said, you feel that? And they said, hell yeah, I felt that. And they said, we don't need to take him in the lab. This boy needs to be studied. And so I opened up a big door right there. And so now we're doing brain mapping studies where they wire me up with 128 wires into my head to watch what my higher brain functions are doing in real time and stick me in a Faraday cage chamber that has another set of sensors in there separate from my body in its own containment area. And a computer controls that those sensors pick up the radiation and micro radiation that I can transmit out, and they record it in real time. And I'm to be back up there in 2 weeks for another round of studies where we'll take volunteers that will come in from the different health organizations there or hospitals that have cancer or problems, and they'll get the baselines on these people. And then I will go in there, and in the Faraday cage and everything, we will allow me to work on these people in real time so that the computers can stack all the data from me, the internal sensors, and the clients all on top of each other to see what's going on as I make these energetic changes in their bodies, which causes their problems, pains, and stresses to go away so fast.
And weren't you working with a hospital or a doctor's organization in Atlanta on some of that as well?
Yes. I'm also working with a group of doctors in Atlanta, but those are clinical studies where we're working with children and teenagers with anxiety and depression. And this study went so well that these doctors are now publishing or in the process of publishing books under my direction to teach children, first, second, and third graders, how to become aware and get in touch with these energies. All those kids that I worked with in Atlanta, the longest it took was about 2 weeks for their either anxiety or depression problems to fade away. Those that played with the energy daily after I showed it to them down there.
See, that's what's so fascinating. It's an interactive thing. Once you've done a session with Ed, you have a tool or at least access to the awareness that there is something that you can shift yourself doing your own energetic work that will make a difference, and you can see results. That is what I love about what you do, Ed.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. I've been working with different doctors, different people, and stuff about setting up a class, a teaching program for what I do. We've come up with quite a few different things, but we've come to one conclusion. I can talk till I'm blue in the face. I can guide you till I'm blue in the face. But until I activate you, till I run this energy backwards up into your systems, into your brains, where it fires it off and trips all the switches, kind of one quick jolt, you don't really understand what I'm talking about. So when I do that, so here in my classes, I've come to the conclusion I need to actually activate people.
I agree.
Kind of like plug into them. It's like the one computer plugging into another. I just kind of like plug into you with this energy, and about 5 minutes later, you're going, holy shit, what the? And you feel all these crazy energies running all through you, and you come online. I just basically go into you and turn you on.
Let me give some background here, because before I ever agreed to do a show with Ed, it's what, 2 or 3 years now it's been since we started talking? And I found your stuff because I was doing a search. I found Dr. Levengood, and I saw him. I saw the video of you working with him. I thought, oh, wow, this is phenomenal. And I knew that you hadn't had any major coverage yet, so I wanted to get the interview. But before we did that, I wanted to see, well, is this something that can be demonstrated? Because this is audio, this is radio. They don't have a visual. They can't say, well, oh, he's cute, let's do this. It's one of those things where if there's no connection, then it kind of falls flat. But with you, over the phone, you demonstrated to me how you could shift the polarity and explain that, because that doesn't make sense if you haven't done energy work.
Yes, if you haven't done any energy work, you don't really understand what polarity is. Ever since a little kid, I've known how to manually control my higher brain functions. I've known how to use consciousness to apply pulses to the left and right side of the brain, causing it to turn into an electromagnetic unit. I power up each side of my brain simultaneously and move a third magnetic field inside. That causes a resonating field of energy. That energy field then can be measured. And on the equipment that Dr. Levengood, Dr. Getty, now these boys up at the University of Virginia, they're picking it up on all kinds of sensors when I activate it. And they can read the different quadrants of my brain that's going off and doing things when I activate that energy. So it's all quantifiable real well. And so I just turn that thing on, and it gives me enough juice to do all kinds of things.
Now, you impressed your neighbors when you were playing with the lightning. There was another video about you, saying you would pull the energy. Can you share a little bit of that?
Well, ever since a young kid, I was always fascinated by lightning. So I could kind of like look at an area, like a tree area or something, 200 or 300 yards or 100 yards or so away from me. And I didn't know what I was doing, but it's like I could look over there at it, and a few seconds later, lightning would hit it or so. And I've got to the point that about 6 out of 10 times, if I tell people to watch an area, about 6 out of 10 times, I can get lightning to hit real close to that area within 5 minutes if I have a thunderhead floating over. Now, Dr. Levengood, after I told him and Dr. Getty about that, they stepped back, scratched their heads, and they said, well, we see how you do these gravity waves, push and pull people off balance. You are basically, when you focus out there, instead of a person, you're just picking an area, and you're changing, if it's ionized positive, you're reversing it to negative right there in a one little spot, and that acts like a lightning rod. So if there's nothing more grounding around, the lightning just kind of gets attracted to it when it discharges from the cloud. And I did that for a moonshine bootlegger and a few other people down there in my hometown one time.
Okay, a moonshine bootlegger. I'm sorry, but we have to digress.
He was my neighbor. No, he's passed on a few years back, but he was my neighbor, and I didn't want no problems out of him. I done healed his foot and made it feel real good about a week or so earlier, and so I just happened to have, I was sitting up on his porch, and there was a thunderhead way off in the distance, and I said, I just made the comment that I bet you in 5 to 10 minutes I can have a bolt of lightning hit about 100-something yards over from us at the Lake Raven Hotel, and he laughed at me, told me I was full of shit, and I went over and turned my computer off, walked outside, and focused on the spot up there. Sure enough, bolt of lightning hit it just like I said I would. He kind of fell off his porch.
Well, most people would. Okay, that's a pretty impressive tool. When you are working with lightning, does it change you? How do you ground yourself?
I don't ground. That's the number one time you don't ground.
Okay, because then you fry.
You don't want to be grounded. I'm working totally isolated from ground. I work in another dimension, in a sense.
Yeah, see, this is what's fascinating, because in trying to translate, to tell somebody else how you do this, do you think the scientists are going to figure out a way that is repeatable? Like someone else can do what you're doing?
I don't know if they're going to get to the level. I teach people how to self-heal, how to help heal their children and other people around them or clients and things, but I'm doing some things these scientists are claiming is beyond their belief system even.
And I understand that. I agree. I think that this is something you were born with, and trying to tell other people how to do it. They don't have the hard drive.
Yeah.
Or the software.
These doctors and scientists that are studying me say that because I was a kid, I was so mischievous as a kid playing with it. I'd make the other kids just tingle like crazy around me, and then I had to be in church, and I learned the gravity wave thing when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And by the time I was 7, I would be sitting in the balcony of the church, kind of rocking people back and forth. They were sitting in the congregation down below, and then one day when they was having prayer in there, something told me to pull back real hard on it, and they went into silent prayer and stuff, and I reversed the polarity and pushed, and about 15 or 20 people farted real loud.
That would be annoying in church.
Well,
maybe not for
you.
Funny
as me. Uh-huh.
Entertaining,
so,
depending on your perspective.
Little things like that. And so I practiced that for the next 5 years. As a kid, and these doctors say that because I was so mischievous like that and knowingly how to control the magnetic polarity fields in my brain when I was doing that like that back then, it was training my mind, wiring my mind up differently than the other kids that got this beat out of them. Everybody should be doing what I'm doing. But the way you were brought up and raised, you got it taken away from you.
Okay, what I want to do is a demonstration, and I don't know if we've got time to do it before the break, but we could do a little bit of a demo prior,
sure,
because you kind of have to tell people how to set this up just a little bit, and then come back and do a little bit longer.
Sure, let's start one, and then we'll finish it.
Okay.
Okay, everybody in the audience, stand up for me, those of you that are not driving. Stand up, hold your feet fairly close together, and Wendy, you just kind of be the sensor on this. Okay, now, what I'm doing is resonating a field of energy with my higher brain functions. I'm vibrating this magnetic field, and it's causing me to resonate in with the quantum field of energy around the planet.
Okay, I'm going to stand up too, just so I get a feel for this.
Sure. You stand up there, then you tell the audience there what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm vibrating it, and I'm going to shut up and be quiet to see what you start happening there. It'll take about 20 seconds after I'm quiet.
Honestly, I don't think it takes 20 seconds.
No, it may not.
Not for me. Ed, I've been around you too much. I will say right now, the first thing I did, as soon as I set my intent and I stood up and put my toes and feet level, I automatically felt a bump back. And I'm standing in front of it, fortunately, in front of a bookcase, because that's behind me. If I hadn't been, I think I would have been on the floor. And it might be because I'm drinking some coffee, which is caffeine and totally buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Yeah.
And now I'll pull forwards on everybody. Here's a forward DC negative pull.
I feel that in my solar plexus, and when I feel that, then it makes the body kind of wave. So it feels like at the hip at the hip level, your hips come forward, your back sways back, and then you're doing kind of a snake, you know, going forward, and that's how I feel it coming up through the floor.
Now I'll push backwards on you. I'm just reversing the field. And this is going worldwide. Everybody's listening, taking part, feeling this. And the neat thing is, if you got any aches and pains out there, I don't know, I don't know what's wrong with you. I just do this to you a few times, and those aches and pains go away. So here's your push.
Okay. I'm glad I'm in the case.
I'm going to let it off and let it neutral out. I'm going to go sideways. This is something new I'm doing now that we didn't do last time. Here's a sideways.
Okay. If you are doing this and if you are sensing it, it may feel different for you. I'm just explaining from my perspective how it works for me. I feel like I have something at the top of my head and I'm on a string and I feel my body, the shoulders go sway back and forth. The hips are grounded. And so I feel the shoulders at the top. And I'm pretty limber. And so maybe this is highly suggestible.
And we'll go the other way. Going the opposite of the way I just did.
Okay. For me, the first time I shifted to the right, this time I'm shifting to the left.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for people with scoliosis and back problems and stuff, I've learned to pull straight up. See if you feel an upward pull. This will make you taller.
Well, my chin went up. Just like the head went back and the chin, so the neck straightens. The neck straightens out. This is amazing. See, this is stuff that whenever I talk to Ed, I don't know what to expect. I just say, okay, Ed, tell me what's new. Show me what's new. Let's do something. And Ed just says, okay, sure, I'll bring it. And he calls an hour and a half early just to make sure I'm ready.
Yeah. Called you to start charging you up there. And see, now I'm just pulling upright on you, and this is helping your back feel better and making everybody out there in the audience kind of dangle a little bit. It picked you right up there and stuff. And boy, people with scoliosis and back problems, this makes that feel really good for them.
It's very limbering. I mean, that's what I can feel is this just a smoothing of the energy. So if you were kind of tired a little bit, then, and even with me having a cup of coffee, this still, I could feel that through that energy, through the caffeine, and it makes a difference.
Yes, it'll relax out all the muscle systems throughout the back and everything, warm it, increase the blood flow, your heart rate will come up a little bit, circulation will increase, you'll start tingling all over because of the increased blood flow, and then your body repairs itself. Remember, I don't heal nobody. When I work on people, all I'm doing is activating the healing mechanisms that's built into their bodies, and then I act like a set of jumper cables to a huge power source. And then their systems will operate up to 1,000 times faster than normal while I'm plugged into them. But they call me a healer, but I'm not. It's them doing the healing, and their system's getting good and warm and tingly because there's so much juice flowing through them that I'm activating stuff.
Okay, I'm going to sit down again. We'll do a little bit more after the break, but I want to talk, just to mention, when I first, the session I had with Ed, at, I think I went to see you in person at Unity or somewhere here in Kansas City. And the deal is you did a group demonstration for everybody in the room. And it's different when you're doing this in with a live audience and other people are in the room, because in terms of, for me, this amplifies it because everybody else is kind of resonating. And so you get that group energy. So that night coming home, I went, you know, laid down, normal night. And I wake up in the night because I had this little lightning bolt that went through my system, and it went out through me and hit Andy.
you had a charge.
Oh, that worked. It was,
yes,
a charge.
When I do this, see, everybody's got this storage capacitor type field of energy around them, and I charge that field up, and it will discharge like that. Now, when I teach this and I do sessions with people, number one, do not go barefooted for a minimum of 3 days after one of my sessions. You can get in the shower, the tub, the water, or go down the beach, that's okay, but do not go barefooted on concrete slab, grass, wet grass especially, or concrete or wet concrete. That's the worst.
What happens?
It'll suck this juice clean out of you.
Oh, so it drains the battery.
It drains the battery. Just like if you set your car battery out on a slab, 3 days later, it'd be dead as a doornail.
Okay. Yeah. So when people, when they get a charge like that, how do they develop the ability? And basically, this is for anybody else. You're working with prana. You're working with chi. Qigong. When they talk about building energy, you do suggest doing these energy exercises.
Correct. You do these to charge your batteries up. But it, unlike most of the other modalities that are telling you to go barefoot and ground into Mother Earth, you do not do that with this my modality. You charge your systems up, and you can hold that charge for days or weeks, you know, just from one or two sessions to charging up. Good. But if you go short out or go barefooted and stuff, you lose all that you've worked hard to gain up. Or if I'm doing a session, see, I can plug into you and send thousands of times that you send you per second more than you can normally do. That's why I can knock you all over the place from any part of the planet or make you get hot like I do. That's just high energy that I'm controlling and flowing at you. And when I reverse the polarity of that high energy, it pulls or pushes on you.
Okay. So when somebody is listening right now, and if you're getting a feedback, and I'm just speaking to a listener, if you want to connect and let Ed know the response or that you felt something, Ed, where's the best way? How can you get feedback? Because people are listening to this all the time. This isn't, it's like, and they want to connect if they've had some kind of an impact. So
sure.
Give them a way to give you some results.
The fun way is on my Facebook page, because then everybody else that's connected can kind of see what's going on with the new people. And there's a lot of old people out there on Facebook that's listening to your show now. And that's a fun way. And then I have my website, which is ededwards.com. And remember, my first name has two D's in it. E-D-D is my first name. My second name, my last name is Edwards. E-D-W-A-R-D-S. So it's www.edwards.com.
Ed, you're making me laugh.
Yeah, I get straight.
How many D's is that? Okay. It depends on which one you're looking at, the Ed or the Edwards.
One of them. I should have shortened.
Okay, that'll make it easier to remember. Okay.
Sure. But if you'll go to my Facebook, and you can find it through my website, which is, talks about biointrinsic resonant energy, which is what the scientists coined up for what I'm doing. They've never seen this in anybody else, and they've tested thousands of people and stuff at different places. What I'm doing is unique and different, and very much more powerful than anything they've seen. And that's why they enjoy now taking me on into new projects at bigger universities and stuff, because I'm actually doing something that is repeatable, and I'm making a big difference in lives of people that I use this on now. Huge differences in them.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. What I want to do when we come back is talk about what the difference is between patients when you're working with somebody who has cancer or who has arthritis or somebody just with a cold, or what is the difference in the way that you use energy? And don't answer yet. You can say none, but not yet. Just because that's what I think people get caught up in the details, and they worry, well, am I doing it right or wrong? Can I overcharge myself? Can I, you know, those kinds of things. And hearing it from you and how you work this, a lot of yours was just pure experimentation from the time you were when yes. you first found out you could use this. So I want to come back with that
sure.
and talk about how this works.
Trial and error. Trial and error. And then finally I got hooked in with a scientist where they could measure and explain what my brain and stuff was doing in real time. And so I learned from it and developed it from there.
And we probably ought to give a little warning if you're doing this around electronic equipment, okay? Because when Ed comes back, we're going to have him tell you about his computer. So
that was the old
we're gonna,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah we're going to take a quick break.
Computers don't do that.
Yeah, okay. It's, yeah, electronics, this is what how incredibly powerful and effective this energy is. Electronics do take a hit. So you're listening to Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett. If you want to connect with me and or hear some of these phenomenal shows that we've now got archived, hundreds of shows with people who do all sorts of amazing things, check out Empower Radio. We're on iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all over the place. And it's all free. It's free 24/7. The show runs nightly at 9 p.m. Central Time. But the cool thing is it's free.
Cat. And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet, and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. Then you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's
great. Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
All right, you're listening to Ed Edwards. Amazing, amazing energy demonstrations. Whenever you're around Ed in person, and he does these kinds of demonstrations, and it's the group that is with you that also tunes in and resonates. It's like an amplification, and it just is absolutely wonderful to be a part of that buzz. I was talking with my producer when we were doing the break here, and he said he went just the opposite. When I said I was leaning to the left, he was going to the right. There's no right or wrong way to do this. It's just you feel the energy, and so you know it does make an impact. And when Ed is working with this energy, he just looks normal. There's nothing that stand out. Ed just stands there, works the energy, and then you respond. That's the cool thing about it, is it isn't some big, huge pony show, whatever. It's more of a, this is what he has developed, and it's his ability. I was watching a Chi Master do a demonstration earlier on a YouTube video today, and it's just that it's there. It's a part of his, I guess, your frequency. Is that what's a vibration frequency?
Your resonating field is what it is.
Resonating field?
Yes, it's resonating. It's the ability to resonate energy. And then once I resonate, I connect with the quantum field, and that's connected to the whole universe. And if you're consciously aware that I'm doing something, then you're connected to the quantum field. And then I just vibrate the field energy backwards through you, and it sets you right. It corrects your imbalances, and it blows out the blockages in your wiring system.
Now, I think for me to have such an immediate response, it means I'm more sympathetic or more I'm open and saying yes. Do you have people who are a little bit more difficult to see a response in?
I do, but I'm getting better. Even last night, I had a lecture at a place called the Brewhouse Gallery, and I've gotten down to where when people are where they don't feel anything, then I can lock onto them really hard, and normally within about 30 seconds generate a strong enough field of energy to pull them off balance or totally blow their skepticism away.
Okay, and that's what's needed.
Yes. Oh, I've been getting a hold
of
skeptics here lately and just having a field day with them. I've gotten really strong with this.
Well, and that's what I asked Matt, my producer. I asked, okay, did you feel something? He says, yeah. Yeah, he was, mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to know, because a lot of times doing these kinds of demonstrations without a caller, it's my producer and I who are feeling this, and we do feel it, but I want to make sure, I've talked with you several times, and so I was already receptive. So if somebody's listening to this and maybe not picking up on it immediately, it's not a one-shot thing. It's continue to listen and then come at it with a different perspective or a different mindset or more relaxed, not driving a car, and listen to it again, because I want Ed to do a longer demonstration here. So anybody who was just getting that very, that initial one with me yapping through it has a better chance.
Every time I do it, it gets stronger.
Yeah.
Especially with new people, up to about, seven or eight times. After seven or eight times, it kind of levels out. They get connected in, and then it pow, like you. It just nails you just off the bat. I get about 7 out of 10 that I nail off the bat like that. Mm-hmm. Like when I do a big lecture and I got about 100 people working, kind of judge the numbers, I'll get 4 to 7 people out of that 100 that'll just be flopping all over like a fish out of water, scattered through the audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that would no way have ever done anything like that or even been part of anything like this, and they cannot explain. They just freak out, and even their husbands or wives, even I've had husbands that are just going around like, what in the hell? And said, they've never attended anything like it. Somebody told them to attend one of my things, mm-hmm. and I just mesmerize them.
Well, the other thing I was going to say about the electronics. You've had some results with your electronics.
In the old days, the Windows 95, I couldn't keep that thing running worth a darn. I kept blowing holes in the hard drive, as the tech support said. The magnetic energy combined between my hands, if I got both my hands near my computer, caused problems. And it basically, like shooting a buckshot through the hard drive, it erased little quadrants of it.
I just wanted to mention that, because people who start doing energy work and then experience some of this, there might be a little fail-safe to keep them from blowing out their own electronics.
Old electronics can't handle it. Remember the old computers that you had to have a little strap connected to you and to the grounding chassis to do any type of work on it? Those computers cannot handle this energy. Once they got it up to where they changed the grounding and stuff in the computers, they can handle people like us a lot better, or whatever. Even I've been known to charge people up then they go home, you know, not know the first thing about energy and stuff, and their electronics act kind of funky around them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, their static field that is charged.
I just wanted to say that because this sometimes this is, you know, you shock people or something. And like when I did that, I felt that shock. I felt it go right through from my chest, out my arm, my elbow into Andy. And it was just this wonderful little a shock. And all I was doing, I had been completely relaxed. And so I obviously let go of that charge. And it was like, whoa, okay, wake up. But that's how effective it is when you're not expecting it. It's just, it was
exactly.
A wonderful little surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're listening and trying to figure out, well, how will I know? That's an example. What are some other things that people that they share with you after they've had one of your sessions?
Car alarms act kind of funny. If they got car alarms or the neighbors got car alarms and stuff, so you can just kind of be walking down the street and a car alarm to go off sometimes.
You know, there's a lot of people who talk about the lights going out. I have that experience, too. When I walk under a street lamp, it'll go out.
You know, some of them mercury vapors are just basically a, once they fire up, just any kind of magnetic field disturbance will blow them out, in a sense, magnetically blow them out.
Right, right. And the mercury vapors, those are the yellow ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because those are the ones that I've noticed having the most reaction. Mm-hmm. There are some, I mean, with my nightlight energy, I've had this, you know, this nightlight energy for, 20 years almost. And that's just a regular, it's a, like a neon bulb that around
Correct.
Me goes, it blinks. And that's for me, that's an
more
intuitive
or less when it's a glowing,
energy connection.
When it's a glowing gas, is when the magnetics of our body will sometimes mess with it.
Well, it's like a bioelectric response.
Yes, correct. Exactly.
So when this is working for you, do you ever feel drained?
No, God, God, no. It charges all my batteries when I'm working with this energy. And when I go do these lectures and stuff, oh, gosh, I'm charged up, ready to get out and go do something.
Okay. And so you think it's making you younger?
Yes, I believe so. And everybody's hanging out around me feels the same way, kind of.
Well, I just noticed your pictures, Ed. You continue to, looks like, regress.
Yeah, why not? I'm in touch with Source Energy. You know, I'm trying to get people to come join me. It's fun life.
Well, and I do think that this is something we're just beginning to be more aware of, that this is a part of all of us, and you've had the benefit of acknowledging it from the time that you were a kid. But when people are listening right now, this is something that anyone has access to, and just listening
Correct.
To Ed can give you a jump start, a boost. And again, like you say, Ed, it compounds.
Yeah, it compounds. Each time you listen and get up with me, hang out around me or something, it gets stronger and stronger. It's because your systems are online, becoming in tune with things. There is so much that's been going on around you your whole life that you missed. That is phenomenal as far as life force energy of the body is.
Now, has there anything, you've been talking to more groups lately. Has anything changed significantly in the receptivity you see with the groups now that in the last 2 or 3 years that wasn't there before?
Well, I'm getting invites and stuff to come back and just drawing in larger and larger groups. Everywhere I go, there are just lots more people over there to meet me and stuff and hang out and get zapped. And, you know, and then now I'm getting ready to set up some online classes and do an online room to where I can have people. Once it gets to where there's more people than I can do my phone sessions to, I need to just be able to do a whole bunch at once. So I just open up a chat room and as many as 100 can come in at the same time from all over the world, and I can just have the energy turned on, yakking, talking with different ones, and everybody in the room will get hot, tingly, charged up, and their aches and pains will go away. Now, the
big
thing is I don't have to know nothing about them.
That's what's extraordinary. You don't have to have any preparation. You don't have to do exercises.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, okay, I've got to get my mind in the right mood. It just happens.
You come in and hang out with me where you hear my voice and I got the juice turned on. It don't matter what's wrong with you. Your healing mechanisms are going to activate. And then while you're hanging out in that room, it's like being plugged into a set of jumper cables to an enormous power source while you're hanging out with me. And your healing mechanisms in your body that have come online because you come in there start operating and functioning and flowing up to a thousand times faster than they normally would, in a sense. So it makes you tingle, makes you warm up, makes your body get loose, limber, relaxed, and we ready to go.
Okay, and see, just for me, being part of this conversation with you, I can feel that tingling. I'm looking at your website, ededwards.com, and saying, you know, how do you prepare yourself for a session with Ed? Just come with an open mind. That's it. That's all there is to it.
That's all you got to have, just a little bit of an open mind, and don't come in there, you know, trying to fight me or whatever. You know, you waste both of us time.
Okay, so let's do another demonstration.
Okay. Everybody that can stand up, do. If you can't stand up, just kind of sit there and lock into my voice, and I'm going to start resonating the energy, and here we go. I'll rev it up. You'll just kind of feel it flow through you. This time, I'll turn it on to a little bit more electric, so you should feel a better tingling sensation.
For me, it's almost like it's a little hum that goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sound, a tone, but it's not audio. It just, you feel it flow.
It's a vibration. Now I'll crank it on up. It should feel like you got gloves on.
Well, the word I get is oscillating, like an oscillating tone. What would that mean?
It was cycling. I'm pulsating it about 1.6 hertz.
And I'm feeling it on the top of my feet, on the top of just right there.
And now I'll hold a straight DC negative field and pull on you. And this should cause your bodies to start warming.
I feel the back straighten up, and that's almost like it's more receptive to just, you know, getting it in a smooth flow.
Yes.
Relax alignment.
It'll relax all the muscles in you. Now reverse it and push. Like I say, I'm just charging everybody's batteries up real good for them, and your healing mechanisms should be just going, yee-haw. Here I pull again. And this works good on animals also. People have animals that are getting old and aching and problems. You can have them in around you when I'm doing these things, and the animals will just start grinning.
The difference in sitting with this energy is it's really relaxing. It makes you just, zen. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, I take all your stress out of you. Your body can't heal until you get the stress out of it.
Now when they're doing the research. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm creating waves that you nearly should feel going up and down your body.
Yeah, it is. It's a pulsing that intensifies and then relaxes.
Correct. See, once your systems get blowed out and your electrical systems work between your brain and the mitochondria and all the systems of the body, then your healing mechanisms know what to do. Everything just takes care of itself.
Do you have to watch your diet?
Nope, I don't. Now, I do watch what I eat now, and I'm here in West Palm Beach, Florida, North Palm Beach. Kind of one of the reasons I've got met up with a group down here, and they preach about eating good, vegan type eating, and that kind of goes along. Now, I do eat a little bit of grass-fed beef and stuff. That's about it. Little bit of fish, not much, but I'm mostly vegetarian or vegan type eating now. And
has that changed? Did that give you more energy?
Yes, it did. Made me feel better. And all. And so I'm just kind of looking at trying to become in alignment with this group down here, maybe be able to interact with them and other groups like them. I attended a real nice lecture on the way we should be eating, done by a man by the name of Brian Clement. He has an organization down here in Florida called Hippocrates. And they started out, I guess, up in Boston or somewhere up that way, and they're really in tune with eating healthy.
Well, I just know as an energy worker, you know, if you don't eat the right type, if you don't get the right fuel, then sometimes it can wreak havoc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question on the research they're doing in Virginia. Are they going to include some animals in that study?
Maybe so. My next round is going to be human subjects. They'll have the baselines on them. These will be subjects that will already been diagnosed and under care there for like either cancer and arthritis. We're trying to get a whole variety of people. They've got about three or four already volunteered for the study. And so we'll go in and they'll wire them up. It takes nearly 3 hours to get me wired up with everything. And then I've got like this strap with all these cables that I can just plug in when I walk into the chamber to lock me in. And then they'll have one client wire them up and then have another wire up set being going on while I work with them. So we'll be taking data on me off the sensors in the Faraday cage and off the patient. And each patient by patient will have all the base data on them anyhow. So we'll be able to see in real time what's going on in my electrical systems, the sensors in the chamber, and what's happening with the changes in the patient's systems. So that's 128 channels.
Mm-hmm. Is the patient going to be doing things that, or just basically
just
be
there.
Passive?
Just sitting there, and I'm going to be able to kind of walk around them and move around them in the chamber and run my energy through their bodies.
Okay. Well, sometimes in a personal healing, you ask them to create an energy ball. Will you do that with these guys?
Yeah, I just have them sit there and let me be in control of everything.
Okay.
Because I'll have them sit like in a recliner, and I'll put my hands about 2 inches from the bottom of their feet, and I always have everybody leave their shoes on. That's the best part, leave the shoes on. When I turn the energy up in my hands, people's eyes just light up like crazy. Their feet go to tingling, and now I can have people lay their hands upside down on their laps, and I'll start sending pulses and start wiggling their fingers for them. Now, I've been working with a lot of paraplegics and quadriplegics, and when I lock into them, they get full sense of feel back through their bodies while I'm in tune with them and having some great results with them.
And you'll include that? Are they going to, well, it sounds like a little bit of everything. Do you have
a little bit of everything? I'm trying to get a little bit of everything because they're writing peer-reviewed papers about this, so the more we can do. But they've got to be through certain, they got to meet certain protocols to be in it.
So basically, the subjects have already been chosen.
Yes. They have to come through the medical center there.
Okay. All right.
And they have to volunteer for it. It can't be a, you know, paid state thing. They have to volunteer with a problem, and they've been diagnosed, and then they're looking at before and after on the patients after I do my things also and follow-ups. And that'll be, you know, supplied into the report.
Okay. So if you are listening and you would like a session with Ed, Ed can do it on the phone or in person. And you're planning to travel again right now, and you're in Florida, right?
Correct. I'm in West Palm Beach. I'm trying to set up either a center of my own or become in alignment with one of the big centers here. I'm trying to arrange meetings with a couple of them and all. And if not, I'll probably set up my own system here and then branch out of here all over the country. I am going to be traveling. My next trip will take me to Virginia and back over to the Ryan Research Center here in about 3 weeks. I'll make that loop trip, and then later in the winter, I'll head west.
Okay.
Got invited to go all over the country now.
The great thing about this is there's beginning to be a little more of a trail when you do a Google search for your name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're making headway. You're gaining a few more pages.
Yes, I am. I'm getting a little bit more here and there. But the neat thing there at Virginia, once they get done with the studies, right, they've already started 5 peer-reviewed papers. Once they get 2 of them papers published, that'll give me the credentials I need to be able to really expand this more. There's some research going on that I can't be part of until I get those credentials, but it deals with research with children with problem with cancers and stuff, because what I can do has a fantastic effect on helping children. But I can't officially get in there until I can get these, you know, credentials.
Okay. And then beyond that, last time we talked, I thought you were working with something in terms of weather. And I don't remember if it was just the storms or lightning or trying to figure out what was going on with the earthquakes. Are you still doing any kind of that?
I monitor that. Because it's all energy, I do monitor it, but I haven't seen anything, you know, extraordinary right now. For a little while there during the solar maximum, we were seeing some phenomenal stuff, but now that the solar maximum has dropped down, the phenomena has dropped down. We are, you know, our global weather is changing, so there's no computer model to dictate what's going to happen, you know, thanks to our polluting the Earth.
Well, what have you seen in response to your abilities with the weather?
Knowing when to get the hell out of the storms.
Okay.
My intuition has had me to move a couple of times, big time and fast, and sure enough, huge high winds have come in and severe like weather. I've been caught in a couple of places.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my intuition hair on my neck started standing there. I said, get the hell out, and I did, and I looked back, and it was getting bombarded.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been able to move around storms and follow the pattern before the storms hit. Mm-hmm. We had some tornadoes come through Kansas, and Andy and I had just done a little run out to one of the Alma Cheese Factory, the Alma Cheese, whatever it is. It's in the Flint Hills. And we really just traced this whole pattern before those storms came in, and each of the cities we had stopped at momentarily or driven through, that's where the winds hit. It's just when you're tapped into that energy, there's no way to explain it. There's just this intuitive sense of there's a charge.
Mm-hmm. And you there's can, a charge. Once you really turn your systems on and become aware of yourself and your energies, you can feel things, you can know things that otherwise you'd never have known. It's amazing.
Okay.
Standing up?
Go ahead.
Are we still running the energy thing? Because I'm just tingling everybody up out there.
We're going to have to wrap it up, so close.
Okay. Everybody stand up one last time. I'll yank you over. And that should warm you up real good right there.
I just have a Zen moment.
Okay. Or it'll put you in total tranquil peace.
It's more like being in a sauna, you know, just that Zen moment of fluid, relaxed.
Oh, yeah. Just feels so good. But yeah, y'all check me out. Follow me on Facebook. Join me. Friend me on Facebook. And follow me on my website. Join my newsletters. And because I am getting ready to go online and start doing things weekly online, like an open chat room, like GoToMeeting or BlueJeans or one of them things. I haven't decided quite yet which to use.
The cool thing about listening to these shows, and I've done a couple others or three or four others with Ed. If you go back and listen to them, you can build your energy that way, because each time right. you have this experience, it's always now. It's the present. And that's the beauty of this. This stuff doesn't operate in our linear context. It is absolutely quantum. So when you are listening to Ed, the moment is now. And this energy is running through you because it's the frequency, it's the vibration. Basically, he just set a code into place and it is always there. So whenever you want to listen, you've got Ed in a bottle. How's that?
Yeah, it's stored in the quantum universe. The quantum universe is not controlled by time. Your conscious energy unlocks the door. Anytime in the future, as you tap and listen in, and you'll get affected just like you're getting affected in real time here. You know, and then that way, I do little videos for doctors, and they play them for patients months and years ahead of time, and their patients' pains go away on them.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this, and we're learning so much more about it. I can't wait to see what they do with the peer-reviewed papers, because that does give you a lot more credibility.
I did the Doritos commercial. Did you see that? And I've got a documentary crew doing a documentary on me. That's going to be, and it's being looked at by people like PBS.
Okay. Well, we're going to just touch base again. We got in a minute. We're done. So I got to say goodbye, Ed. Mm-hmm. But thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you for everything you're doing. We're going to keep in touch. And if you're listening, check him out on Facebook, ededwards.com, 2 D's in Ed. Okay. And you'll find him and find out more about how you can connect. If you'd like a personal session, or at least to do more exploring on your own one way or the other, you won't be sorry. So thanks, Ed. And thank you for listening. This is Conscious Living. I'm Wendy on Empower Radio. See ya.